Flemish composer portraits. Hendrik Toby.
An apprentice musician. My younger brother, Ricky, was born in Antwerp in 1741. His full name is Hendrikus Joseph Jacobus Laurentius Sohn Toby. But everybody calls him Hendrik or Rick, and I've called him Ricky ever since he was born. Our dad, Lawrence, was a joiner. He had a shop in Kamenstraat. He sold windows and roof frames, although he made all kind of finer things and had a talent for wood carving. Our dad was clever with his hands. Kamenstraat was one of the busiest streets in the town. It was full of shops, and the sort of people who came to our shop were the tradesmen and minor officials who lived in the centre. Ricky's mother embroidered and worked with lace. She sold ribbons, tablecloths and hats in Dad's shop. I'm saying Ricky's mother deliberately because Ricky is my half-brother. A couple of months after my own mother, Johanna, died in 1737, my father married Marie and gave her 6 children, including Ricky, who was their 5th. I was 10 when he was born. I was learning the trade from my father even then. By the time I was 20, I was an apprentice sculptor, and I submitted my masterpiece for admittance to the trade when I was 24. A year later, I married Johanna. I worked in the trade quite some time, but my heart wasn't really in it. I inherited my love of music from Dad. He too was more interested in making music than window frames. Dad was also a fanatical collector, particularly of musical instruments. At home, we had 2 harpsichords, a couple of violins, 2 timbals, a harp, and a whole collection of bassoons, oboes, trumpets, and horns. As a woodworker, he also had a remarkable interest in how instruments were made and built his own sometimes. I remember that when I was still a child, he built a weird stringed instrument, all of 2 meters long, that's gone out of fashion now, called a tromba marina. Dad played on everything, and I've got to admit he could play a good tune. Our Ricky takes after his father, and all in all, there have been 10 Tobys in 3 generations who have earned a living as professional musicians. You could say we were a musical dynasty, like the Lemire family or the Trasagenes, of whom there were quite a few, to say the least. But Ricky, he was better than all of us put together. When he turned 14, he was registered as an apprentice embroiderer. His mother and his uncle had been teaching him the trade ever since he was little, and selling haberdashery together with music was not such a bad idea either. Whenever there were any festivities, musicians would drop into Dad's shop to have their instruments decorated by my stepmother with bows, ribbons, or brightly covered embroidered pennants and streamers. As a kid, Rick loved to help with the decorations. He learnt all that from his mum. Playing an instrument, though, was something his dad taught him. Both of us learned to sing in the church of the Augustine cloister, where we were choir boys. The church stood on our street, and you now know it as the Amuse Concert Hall. I wouldn't know if the people who run the hall know that it's the place where the Tobys learnt music. But I can tell you that the Augustinian friars played an important role in the musical life of Antwerp in the 18th century. In 1762, when Rick turned 21, he was allowed to join the musicians of the cathedral's venerable chapel. He continued to do so until well into the 1790s. To play in the venerable chapel of Our Lady, Rick first had to be accepted as a member of Antwerp's Music Guild, the Guild of St. Job and Mary Magdalene. That was the way of things then, and it had always been so. I too had to present a masterpiece to become a town trumpeter, because in Antwerp you weren't allowed to earn a penny with a musical instrument without being a member of the Music Guild. wasn't really a problem, though. Many of the members used to drop in at Dad's shop to chat or have a drink, and Rick was so talented that they decided he needn't do the usual apprenticeship with the guildmaster, and let him do his masterpiece straight away, which he passed with flying colours, of course. The musical guild of St. Job and Mary Magdalene was not exactly the most highly regarded guild in town. Indeed, it was the poorest of them all. It was a small world, but it ensured that Rick soon became fully acquainted with Antwerp's musical scene in St. Jacob's Church, where the guild had its meeting rooms. These guild chambers were used more for drinking, parties, dining, playing cards and smoking than for meetings. But there again, that helped to foster the community spirit. Our brother Jan joined the guild after Rick. That was back in 1770. Dad didn't live to see it. He passed away in 1759 and was buried without much fuss in the cemetery of the parish of Onselieve Frauzoud. Only a year before, he'd been a trumpeter in the procession of the Holy Blood in Hoogstraten and had played trumpet in Antwerp for the festive welcome of the new bishop, Dominicus Gentis. Sadly, he missed the early successes of his most talented son. Once Dad had gone, Rick, who'd just turned 18, moved from the Kamenstraat to the Meierstraat, and there in 1768 he married Anna Mee, or Anna Marie de Ridder, in St. Jacob's. Her father was the organist of St. Jacob's, and Rick would play music in the church to the end of his life. You will remember that St. Jacob's, where the guild had its meeting rooms, was the wealthiest church in Antwerp after the cathedral itself. Rich enough to pay a 15-man orchestra during its heyday in the 1780s, and Rick played cello in it. Not that he was a fantastic cellist, but he could manage well enough. Together, Anna Mee and Rick would put 9 children on this earth, 5 sons and 4 daughters. From then on, he earned his living just by playing music, and all of it in and around Antwerp.